The movie is inspired by true events, and it begins in World War II, while Allied troops battle Nazi Germans, and the Soviet Union forcibly occupy much of Eastern Europe. The nation of Lithuania was among those seized by Joseph Stalin's Red Army, and innocent people have been declared enemies of the Soviet Union. Meanwhile in class, a girl named Lena remembers playing with some of her friends who ran towards a beach without their clothes. When Lena and her brother Jonas get home, Lena draws a memory from her time on the beach. In the living room, her dad Kostas Vilkas arrives and Jonas and her mother Elena go to greet him. When the family members catch up, Kostas gives Lena the drawing kit he got her. She mentions that she can't make it into the Kaunas art school, but Kostas tells her he doesn't see any reason why. At the dining table, Jonas mentions that his friend's father said that Lithuania will soon become part of hell. Lena asks if this is true, but Kostas says the art is about perception, and life also depends on how you see it. Elena joins them at the table and tells them they must also remember that life is not art, and we must also remember reality. Late at night, Elena and Kostas argue about him focusing on his family, while Lena eavesdrops. Elena mentions that Lena only focuses on her drawing and doesn't have a friend, but Kostas mentions that they must learn to think beyond their home and leaves after kissing his wife. The next day, Lena goes to get something at a store, but finds it closed. Nearby, she notices some soldiers forcefully kidnapping Emmanuel. Soon after, the soldiers tell her to leave. At home, Elena tells Lena that she finally got a letter from Kaunas Art Academy, and Lena decides to wait for Kostas to come home before she opens it. That evening, Lena notices some soldiers forcefully throwing their neighbors into a van. Soon after, the Russian soldiers, led by a man named Nikolai, come to take Lena's family away too. While they are being taken away in the night, one of Kostas' friends asks Elena if she is Kostas' wife, but a man sitting nearby says that they must have kidnapped Kostas, and they are going to kill all of them. When it's morning, Jonas is almost separated from his family by a soldier, but Elena begs him, and Nikolai comes to help her. The Vilkas family are soon taken into a train, where a woman named Ona tries to calm down her crying baby. Soon, a boy named Andreas also enters after being roughed up by the soldiers. In the wagon, Lena tries to convince Andreas to help her find her father, but he says it's too risky. Then, a soldier named Commander Komarov counts all the soldiers. When it's Nikolai's turn, he makes fun of the fact that his mother is from Ukraine, but Nikolai reluctantly says his mother is dead and there is none of her left in him. Soon, Komarov tells the men that they are heading to Siberia on a journey that will take weeks. In the wagon, Lena daydreams about a journey she was supposed to take with her family. Soon, the train starts to move, and the Lithuanian men look around in gloom, wondering what fate lies ahead of them. They begin to sing a song from their hometown. Sometime later, Lena tries to draw a map of their location on a handkerchief, and her eyes meet the eyes of Andreas. Later, Kostas' friend notices her drawing skills and offers her his pen. He mentions to her that the people must know what is going on here, and she may be able to show them with her drawing. Late at night, Ona realizes her baby has died and starts to cry as the women comfort her. The next morning, Elena tries to convince Nikolai to let her and Ona bury the infant, but he tells her he doesn't have the authority, even though it's obvious he wants to grant them their wish. Later, a soldier named Greshnev comes to taunt Nikolai about being Ukrainian. Sometime later, Ona refuses to drop off her baby, who is starting to stink. Elena goes to speak with Ona, before gently taking the baby from her and dumping it under the train. The people muffle their tears out of pity, and Elena hugs Ona. While the journey continues, Andreas tells Jonas a story about an amber stone that brings luck and gives it to him. Soon, they reach the Altai region in Siberia, and the people are forced down. Ona seems to have lost her mind and keeps looking for her baby. Komarov pretends to help her find her baby and shoots her from the back. Soon, the people are forced to disrobe and take their baths while the soldiers watch. Lena becomes conscious that Andreas is watching. Lena remembers her memories from the beach, when her friends were naked. Soon, Greshnev tries to touch Lena, but Nikolai comes to help her. After they're done, Komarov tells them that they are all guilty of treason and will only be fed according to their labor. He tells them the region is isolated and there is nowhere to escape. He also informs them that signing a confession will reduce their sentence and give them amnesty. Elena tells the people that it would be a betrayal to sign the document, but Komarov warns her not to be stupid. He decides to keep the people on their feet till daybreak as punishment and an incentive to get them to sign. By midnight, one of the women decides to sign and is given the chance to sleep. The next morning, when some of them start to find it hard to stay awake, another woman comes to sign the confession. Later, the rest of them are taken to cabins, The Vilkas family are taken to the home of a woman who calls them criminals and protests that she doesn't want them there. Over time, the Lithuanians are committed to forced labor, including the children. Meanwhile, a woman tells Lena that Andreas has been beaten and kept in a cell after being caught stealing food. In Andreas's cell, a soldier comes and kicks a plate of food toward him. That afternoon, Lena approaches Nikolai to ask about Andreas while he is with other soldiers. He is forced to pour away her bucket of water so as not to show any allegiance to the Lithuanians and tells her to leave. Shortly after, Andreas is released. At night, Nikolai speaks to Elena and advises her to follow Komarov's wishes to keep her family safe. She tells him she refuses to be a minion like him, but he tells her he is not here by choice and gives her a card to get double food rations daily. She asks for his name, and he tells her. Minutes later, Komarov shows up and asks Nikolai to follow Elena to his office. Inside, he taunts Elena, saying that he can make Nikolai kill her with a snap of his finger. Komarov offers Elena a job as a translator to get out of forced labor because she reads Russian, but she declines. He tells her she is just as bold as her husband was, hinting that he is no longer alive. On the fields, Lena notices a woman named Grodis, stealing some food. She approaches Grodis to help her take some of her maps to the trading post to hopefully get them across to her father, who can save them. But Grodis tells her to leave or she'll report her. It starts to rain, and Lena remembers talking to her friend, Nojus. At night, Andreas brings some food for Lena's family and some pencils and paper for her. Lena shows him the letter from the art school that she plans to open with her father. Andreas tells her he thinks her drawing is brilliant, and they share a moment and almost kiss. But Lena decides to go in since it is late. She tells Andreas she would like him to come by another night if he wants. Later, Elena asks Lena if she likes Andreas. Lena asks her mother if her father is still looking for them, and Elena says he is. Sometime later, the soldiers question the people about the reason the week's food production is underweight, and Elena says the floor is harder because of the cold. Komarov notices that Grodis is shaking, and finds the food she stole on her. Grodis reveals that Lena has a map, trying to save herself. Komarov asks Nikolai to choose a suitable punishment for them, and Nikolai decides to assign no rations to them until they meet the required weight, but Komarov orders him to shoot Grodis in the head. Nikolai hesitates, but goes ahead to shoot her, holding back a desire to cry. After that, Komarov declares no rations for the rest of them and tells Nikolai that the first time is the hardest. Later, Nikolai is seen puking. Sometime later, in the winter of 1942, Lena catches a rabbit and takes it home. While at home, a soldier from Komarov comes to summon Lena. At Komarov's office, he asks her to draw him. She starts frantically scribbling on the paper and hands in a very disturbing picture that depicts him as a monster. When Komarov sees it, he orders that the soldiers take her away. Later, Grishnev and other soldiers come to Lena's home to burn her maps and all her drawings. On Christmas Eve, Jonas gives Lena a present, which is a picture of coasters that the soldiers hadn't burned. Meanwhile, while the soldiers have dinner and talk about how strong men take what they want, Grishnev and Nikolai get into an argument over his decision to remain celibate until he sees his wife. At the Vilkas family's home, some of the Lithuanians join them to celebrate Christmas. Soon, Andreas comes by to celebrate with them and gives Lena a Russian book as a gift. After dinner, Lena and Andreas share a kiss outside. Soon, Nikolai goes to see Elena with some food. She asks him why he has come, and he reveals to her that the reason they were arrested is that her husband risked his family's life and forged documents to help some people escape from the country before he was shot. Nikolai later tries to force himself on Elena, but she tells him he can take what he wants, but she will never be his. Her words get to him, and he decides to leave. On his way, Nikolai runs into Grishnev, and they get into a fight. Nikolai injures Grishnev, as Komarov watches closely. Later, Komarov tells Nikolai that he feels too much emotion and pity, and he would like to numb him by transferring some of the prisoners to a place called the Laptevsi, which he'll make him commander of. Just as Komarov said, the prisoners are divided, and Andreas tries to run after the train that Lena is on, but some soldiers restrain him. Komarov tells Nikolai that the journey will take several months and that the destination is a place full of ice. During the journey by sea, some of the men who die on the way are tossed into the sea. Not long after, they all reach the Laptevsi, and the prisoners are made to walk from the water to the shores. When they get on land, Nikolai finds out that Komarov sent them there with no place to live. Soon after, the people are forced to build tents to sleep in before winter. Sometime later, the men are forced to fish. While Jonas and Lena clean the fish, a girl tells Lena that she'll be hiding in one of the boats to escape, and she can come with her. At night, Lena notices her mother's health getting worse. Some days later, the soldiers catch the girl trying to escape in a boat, and Nikolai orders one of the soldiers to shoot her in the head. The soldier hesitates but later does as he is told. Winter comes, and a doctor comes to check on Nikolai, who is now sick, as well as some of the men. Nikolai goes to check on the men during the inspection and finds Elena extremely ill. When he gets close to her, she begs him to take care of her children. Later, Lena and some of the men go out into the winter storm and find a man who had died in the storm. Lena reluctantly takes the dead man's food, and they take it back to share it at their shed. In the shed, Lena tries to feed Elena, who is now on her deathbed. Elena informs Lena that her father lost his life while helping others, and tells her to trust the strength that she has gotten from her father. Soon, Lena opens the letter from the art school with her dying mother and finds out that she was accepted into the Kaunas art school. Moments later, Elena dies, and Lena holds Jonas in a tight embrace. Some time passes, and Lena goes to meet Nikolai to demand food rations, blankets, and medicine for her people. Nikolai chokes her but stops when he learns Elena has died. Before she leaves, Lena drops off a picture she drew of him and tells him she sees him. After she leaves, Nikolai looks at the picture in deep thought. While Elena is being buried, Nikolai writes a letter and looks at the picture of his wife and young son. Moments later, a soldier comes into Nikolai's room to find out that he has hung himself, with his family's picture by his suspended feet. On his table lies the letter he had written, which grants amnesty and freedom to Lena and Jonas. Later, Lena and Jonas leave the prison, and they remember the story that Andreas had told them. At the end of the movie, we learn that from 1930 to 1950, millions of innocent people were exiled to Siberia by Joseph Stalin and the Soviet regime. Families were torn apart, and countless lives were lost. Those who survived remained under communist rule for around 50 years. But after 50 years of struggle, many of the Soviet-occupied nations redeclared their independence and brought down the Iron Curtain. For some, the fight for freedom still continues.
Subscribe for more videos like this. Turn on notifications and leave a like. It really helps the channel.